Last week, we told you about a Washington family who tried to get a loved one involuntarily committed to a mental facility. The judge rejected their petition. Today, you'll meet a couple who were successful. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Crystal, we're not using her last name, opens up a large file box that contains her son's life history.
As a mom, you keep those shot records and those test scores in their little file, even if they're in their 20s.
But this plastic box has something else, a detailed record of her son's battle with addiction and mental illness beginning when he was 12. He's now 20. A couple of years ago, he walked away from a drug treatment facility and began living on the streets. Crystal's husband, Larry, says he was cycling in and out of the emergency room.
Basically, every 30 days, we would get a call. It'd be in the middle of the night. You'd rush to the hospital, and then the DMHP would tell you, we're not going to hold them.
DMHP stands for Designated Mental Health Professional. This is the person who determines if a mentally ill person should be involuntarily committed. The law says that can only happen if the patient poses an imminent threat to themselves or others or is gravely disabled. But Larry says the DMHPs didn't think their son met that test.
We were being told by the DMHPs that this was a drug and alcohol issue and not a mental health issue.
Larry and his wife estimate their son visited the emergency room more than 20 times during those 2 years. Each time felt like a missed opportunity to save him. The rest of the time, they didn't know where he was or even if he was alive.
When we don't know, every phone call can be the call. And so it just eats at you all the time.
Their worry and frustration grew. Then a colleague of Larry's reminded him of Joel's Law. It's named after Joel Reuter, who was shot to death by Seattle police during a psychotic episode. It allows family members to petition a judge to overturn a DMHP's decision. But in the 2 years since the law took effect, only about 13% of petitions have been granted. Larry and Crystal tested those odds last spring. It began with a knock at their door. A state trooper had found their son wandering near the freeway.
I saw him in the back of the car. He didn't really kind of recognize me and was completely out of it.
They told the trooper to take him to the hospital, but once again, the DMHP declined to detain him. That's when Larry started filling out the Joel's Law petition. The next day, he went to court, a place he's very familiar with. That's because Larry's an attorney. But on this day, he was just a dad trying to save his son. A judge reviewed their son's detailed mental health history and affidavits from family members describing his recent behavior. It was enough for the judge to order him into a 72-hour evaluation.
So there's a relief of the order that we got it, but now I still don't know where he is.
Their son was still on the streets, but then he called. Larry arranged to meet him and alerted the cops.
It was awful to sit in my car and see him get arrested. And, you know, he would say, hey, Dad, what are you doing?
Awful as it was, Larry and Crystal felt sure they were doing the right thing. Their son was ultimately committed to Western State Hospital for 90 days. His turnaround was dramatic.
We were able to have a lot of different, like, visits with his grandmother and his sister. You know, we
kids
and his aunties.
And that was the first time since he became an adult person that we were, so 2 years, that we were able to hold a conversation with him and be safe about it.
But it didn't last. After he was released from Western State, their son went to a drug treatment facility. Soon after, he left and returned to the streets. A couple of weeks later, he ended up back in the emergency room. But this time, the DMHP detained him. Crystal is convinced it's because his record now shows he was previously detained.
Without Joel's Law, without that petition, we would still be doing the every 30 days or the worst. We would get that call.
Today, their son is in a court-ordered drug treatment program after spending the last 2 months in a mental health facility. His parents say he's still not happy they used Joel's Law to detain him, but they're convinced it's given him another chance. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.